News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes on this Monday morning.
Today,
any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 75-537-1350.
And show your support.
Starting off this hour with Dr. Ernie Minton, the Associate Dean of Research Grad Program at the College of Agriculture at K-State. Also, one of the finest mustaches I've ever seen, sir.
Well, thank you, Brady.
This message provided by
Kansas Farm
Bureau.
Well, before we get going,
Kansas Livestock Association.
Dave and I have been sharing some of our
markets with Lansing Trade Group on Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio.
Stories what not to do for the 4th of July. Yeah, wondering if you have any. Any mishaps or
well, since everybody's been coming clean, I guess I should as well. My son, who ironically now works in the Manhattan Fire Department,
and
I were I think we were doing a better job than Dave described being safe with bottle rockets.
Really?
However,
is it possible?
I'm shocked.
I think we're actually using a bottle to launch these, but unfortunately, one went up very, very high.
It's another 33 cents higher
on the front door.
So we continue to see headlines.
Just really close to the front door of our neighbors, who happen to be coming out with the newborn baby in the stroller.
There's a lot of issues forming
in the
Dakotas
expired bottle rocket missed landing in the baby stroller by just a few inches. So that was one to forget. So we haven't had bottle rockets since.
With a lot of heat and a lot less moisture in the forecast.
Always something. And also, any advice if anybody out there accidentally maybe burns half the evergreen tree that you may have, planted with your dad as a kid, tell your dad, don't cut it down. He wanted to cut it down.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was like, I was like, no, it'll grow back. Just as a childhood memory, Dad. You can't just cut down my childhood memory.
Absolutely. A good lesson, too.
Exactly. Very good lesson. It did grow back. They're very resilient trees. And, Dr. Minton, a lot of things to talk about, and you have some kind of new programs you're working on right now.
Lansing Trade Group, proud market partners with Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio. Find out more at LansingTradeGroup.com. The risk of loss to trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated, is not indicative of future results. Lansing Trade Group has no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades.
This is Eric Stone Street. And as many of you know, I love my home state of Kansas.
Sounds like a misfit for that department.
In March, Kansas ranchers lost homes, equipment, and thousands of cattle from the largest wildfires in the state's history. Imagine losing all you have in a fire. Not just your house, but your livelihood. Ranchers are beginning to rebuild, but it will take years and tens of millions of dollars to build back herds, fences, and other infrastructure.
Thinking about how to
today, I'm asking you to help.
Work on
donate what you can.
Things that
show
we do
your support
well
to the ranchers
that also relate
Kansas
to economic development. So
simply go to
KansasFires.com.
Your donation is tax deductible and will go to those who need it the most.
Very, very heavily engaged.
This message provided by Kansas Farm Bureau and the Kansas Livestock Association.
It's time for a check of the markets with Lansing Trade Group on Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio.
Good morning. This is Tyler Heil with Lansing Trade Group with your morning market update. As we look at commodity markets, most are very firm this morning. Corn is 6 to 7 cents higher. Soybeans are anywhere from 20 to 22 cents.
Areas
that Friday's close.
We are focusing on
and the Kansas City wheat contract here has
sector.
Also gapped higher, and it is
and
trading 14 to 12 cents higher.
We've
also got, at least, you know, outside markets are
really
very,
very
firm
good
this
at over the years.
Even with a stronger dollar, commodity markets are
in particular,
are much
we've
stronger.
Very, very good
and as
very,
we
very deep
look at the Minneapolis contract, it's another 33 cents higher.
But also grain sorghum.
So we continue to see headlines.
Recently, I'd say.
The 15-day forecast,
and,
15 to 20-day forecast
what we've been
has
really
a lot of heat in it across
is,
the Midwest. There's a lot of issues forming in the Dakotas and down in Nebraska. There's a lot more talk of regional droughts, and the reality is we also have a corn crop that's entering pollination here over the next 20 days.
Harvested
with a lot of heat and a lot
to the bin,
less moisture in the forecast
kind of
than we saw,
and so,
end the week last week.
We've been discussing
turning to nearby
how
corn,
we
we're
can
up 7.25 at
377.75,
SEP up 7 at 388, SEP up 7 at 399. Nearby beans are up 21.25 at 968 and a quarter,
with
November up
22.5
at 977 and a quarter, and the January 21
we're looking at a different angle now, as I mentioned, nutritional genomics. And so that's a new faculty position. We've got a person hired in that area. And really what it's about is more looking at the nutritional components that come along with
wheat, grain, sorghum, those kinds of crops. The risk of loss of trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable
investment. So we've got a new person, as I said, coming in August. We're going to be focusing on that, and this is our first foray into that, that area, but looking at things like antioxidants and other kinds of things, which we really haven't paid attention to. We've paid attention primarily to yield over the years, and that's kind of been it.
Now, looking at what do you do after? What can be done after the process?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of interest in that, of course. You look on the shelf, and there are a number of energy bars and things that you know, may or may not carry nutritional components that are useful. But we're gonna really launch out into a deep dive into this area and couple it with our deep expertise in.
Simply go to KansasFires.com
and wheat genetics.
Your donation is tax
deductible. And the person we've hired actually is
this
a registered dietitian and also has a degree related
it's
to
time for a check of the markets
well.
With Lansing
so
Trade Group on Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio.
And a different kind of a hire, as I said, for our agronomy department, but launch out on some studies that really kind of focus in on those genetic characteristics in the grain that ultimately
and,
have some value on the nutritional side.
Here with Dr. Ernie Minton with Associate Dean Research Grad Programs, College of Ag at K-State. Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes. Who has any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And Dr. Minton, the progress that's being made in these fields just over probably the past 3 to 5 years has been pretty substantial, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. And, of course, one of the things that helps us out is from a genetic standpoint, genotyping has becoming call it routine, but it's because it's still very sophisticated. But it's becoming much more speedy process and less expensive than it was just even a few years ago, as you note. And so knowing that, and then tying that to knowledge of things in the genome that result in characteristics, phenotypes, if you will, what the plant actually has in it that result in
nearby hard red wheat
better nutrition are the things we're going to be focusing on over the next few years. And, of course, that has a good deal of interest for private sector companies, you know, kind of the General Mills of the world.
Lansing Trade Group, proud market partners with Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio. Find out more at
LansingTradeGroup.com.
The risk of loss to trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment.
And when you're talking about genotyping, especially for those of us who maybe throw bottle rockets for target practice, and maybe some of these things go over our heads a little bit. Dave just gives me a stare across the glass. When you're talking about genotyping, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's just really understanding what the basic genetic makeup of in this case a plant is. And once we understand that basic genetic makeup, then we can predict what the plant's going
to
not just look like, but also what kind of nutritional profile it's going to have. And so with that knowledge, then, of course, we can start do a better job trying to get what we want to in the seed. And then once we plant that seed,
simply go to KansasFires.com.
And harvest the grain.
Your donation
how we process
is
it to preserve that
and will go
nutritional
those
component that the genetics
most.
Said it should have.
This it just really seems like
Kansas
it's just kind of upping
and the
precision, and keeping up precision,
it's
you don't
time for
you're
a
not wasteful.
With
oh, right,
trade
right,
group
right.
On
so,
Kansas
and,
Farm
and
Ranch Radio.
You know, you just reminded me of another topic, too, speaking of precision.
More
just the ability then once the seed gets in the ground to monitor how the crop is doing is probably another topic for another day, but we've got a tremendous effort now, too, not just in agronomy, but across several departments in precision agriculture that really kind of help us monitor the health of that crop as well. And as Kansas growers, wheat growers, grain sorghum growers, and so on, get more into growing these value-added crops. They're going to be very, very keen to make sure the crop is healthy, make sure it gets harvested just the right time, because quite likely that crop is going to be part of contracted for a particular company to buy. And so it's not going to go to an elevator and get mixed with all the other sort of commodity grain that we don't have the knowledge of the genetics on.
It really is interesting the way biotechnology and your traditional farming, it really is just kind of mixing into kind of one road in one way.
Right. The other thing that should be mentioned is really all the things that we're working on currently in wheat and grain sorghum really don't have to involve genetically modified crops. We can just really focus on
the characteristics that the wheat or grain sorghum genome has,
and with the knowledge that is required by genotype and as I mentioned,
is not indicative of future results. Lansing Trade Group has no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable
trades.
This is Eric Stonestreet, and as many of you know, I love
plant
my
really
home state
has
of Kansas.
In it, then we can select
in
for
March,
those things with
Kansas ranchers lost
traditional
homes,
and
equipment,
enhanced
and thousands
plant
of cattle from
processes,
the largest wildfires in the state's
and really,
history.
Get to those things without bringing in foreign genes from other kinds of things that folks,
not
you know,
just your house,
quite frankly, often
your
find
livelihood.
That undesirable.
Really just kind of taking away a lot of the guesswork.
It will take years,
oh, absolutely, yeah. And becoming more precise and more efficient about
herds,
crops.
Fences,
all right.
And other
anything else you got on that?
Well, just the last minute or so, the other thing that we're doing in that regard, and this is engaging the private sector, which in some ways are related to plants, in some ways related
to
livestock in a way, is
the
other new
Farm
thing
Bureau
we're into
is
pet
it's time for a check of the markets
and,
with Lansing Trade
that
Group
may
on
not sound
Kansas
like
Farm
a
and
fit
Radio.
Exactly
morning,
for the College of Agriculture, but I mentioned this at the tail end of the last segment I did with Kathy, but we're really putting some effort into that particular area. Another example of how we really are going to focus on the nutritional components associated with pet food, but also the processing components as well. And this is one of those areas we have to remember that's a fit for the college because it kind of takes advantage of byproduct products that are both the result of grain processing, but also animal processing, which are very, very important to the state.
I know that's also a big focus for the North Campus Corridor, I think, is where you're trying to go.
That's right. That's related to those conversations we've been having with the Institute for Commercialization, the college, and others on campus as well. The industry is much, much bigger, the pet food industry, that is, in Kansas than I ever realized until we started in with these conversations. But Northeast Kansas, Kansas City area, very, very big in the pet food area.
Next 5 to 10 years is going to be pretty interesting.
It's going to be exciting and also a great opportunity, not just for research, but jobs, of course, for our students. And that's really kind of what we're about.
Always good. Always good. Well, Dr. Minton, really appreciate you coming on and talking about some of these things and making it pretty simple to understand.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be back after the break with Melissa Kirkwood and some folks from the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department right here on In Focus.
Lansing Trade Group, proud market partners with Kansas Farm and Ranch Radio. Find out more at Lansing Trade Group.